I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Each year, new and re-emerging viruses are identified that threaten public health. To talk about research related to viruses and how this research helps design new therapies is Dr. Paula Trachtman. She's the Hirschman Endowed Professor in the Department of Biochemistry and Molecular Biology and also in Microbiology and Immunology, and she is the Dean of the College of Graduate Studies at MUSC. Dr. Trachtman, I know you've been studying viruses for your entire academic career. Can you give us a few examples of viruses being studied and details about what's been learned so far?
There's really a huge range of viruses that have been studied, and some have been studied, you know, for decades, and some become more important as they are epidemics or they emerge in public health. In recent months and recent years, viruses such as influenza, such as Zika virus, such as human papillomavirus, hepatitis Z virus, Ebola virus, these have been of great importance. There's an old saying about you know a man by understanding his enemies. And in many ways, we learn how the host is infected and fights back by understanding how the virus lives within the cells.
How does this research typically lead to designing new therapeutics for the treatment of some of these viruses?
Let me give you a few examples. So HIV infection was once really a death sentence, and now it's become a chronic disease that people can live with for years and decades. And all of that advance came from understanding the real specific details of how the virus comes into a cell, duplicates its genome, assembles its proteins into new virions. And by years of study, people in academics and in pharmaceutical companies were able to design drugs that impair the virus's ability to do just that and render HIV a tolerable chronic infection. The second example I would give is hepatitis C virus. Until recently, hepatitis C was incurable. It's a chronic infection of the liver, and it leads to a higher incidence of getting liver cancer. And only in the last handful of years has there emerged now a repertoire of direct-acting antiviral therapies that can literally cure the vast majority of carriers of hepatitis C virus.
What additional information have we learned about cells from viruses?
Well, I think cancer is a good example. So human papillomavirus is a virus that is the cause of cervical cancer, although, fortunately, only a small percentage of the women that are infected with a high-risk strain of HPV develop cervical cancer. But by studying how human papillomavirus can disturb cell growth and lead to cancer, we've gained tremendous insight into how most cancers develop and how cell growth can be dysregulated.
Tell us about the virus research that has been going on in your lab for the past 33 years.
My laboratory studies vaccinia virus, which is a pox virus, and actually was the virus used as the vaccine to prevent and then eradicate smallpox. And our research is really about the intricate choreography of how the virus comes into a cell and 16 or 18 hours later, 10,000 new viruses come out. So what are the processes? What's the regulation? What's the coordination?
Dr. Trachtman, thanks for this information about research related to viruses.
It's been a pleasure to be here, Bobby.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.